Well, hi there and welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and of course with you, the three of us, you and Debbie and I and the show team. We all get together this time every day, Monday through Friday, and we put a conversation topic out there. And you, the Take Two family, being your show, we count on your wisdom, your insights, and most of all, your lived experiences. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani.
Hey, Jerry. Were you laughing at me because I was dancing to our show theme?
I was kind of, you know...
You were chair dancing, too.
Popping my head, too, yeah.
You were, yeah. It's such a catchy tune, you know? Mm-hmm. I just love it. And you know what else I love? I love the Take Two family. You guys are incredible. You are so amazing. We're still getting congratulatory comments for the 9-year anniversary this month that we celebrated June 15th. You're so wonderful. You've got the biggest hearts, and you appreciate people. You have a sense of gratitude, and so that's what we're talking about today. So, is there a special teacher or doctor or nurse you would like to thank, and why? A special teacher, doctor, nurse, firefighter, you know, somebody of that nature that really was there for you at a very vulnerable time in your life, helped you, saved you, healed you, you know, did all sorts of things to be there, comforted you, taught you something, a special teacher, doctor, nurse that you would like to thank, and why?
Well, that's pretty straightforward there, and that pretty much describes all of us. So who is the teacher, doctor, nurse, first responder, someone in one of those categories that you would like to give a shout out to? It's a global opportunity for you to shine a light on someone who maybe blessed you in a very, very special way. And as Debbie said, at a very important time in your life. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Okay, so here's how we roll on Take Two. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We're a very friendly platform. Matt Kabinsky's ready to answer your call, 833-288-3986. But we do cover all angles. So it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So yes, if you want to thank a special teacher, a doctor, or nurse, that's absolutely wonderful. Please call in. Maybe you had a bad experience with a teacher, or a bad experience with a doctor, or maybe a bad experience with a nurse. You can share that as well, and how that hurt you, you know? Or how about a bad experience with somebody in the church, a clergy person or member or something of that nature, a lay leader. You know, this is important we cover these topics from all different angles, Jerry, so that we can walk away with just a deeper understanding and a better outlook so we can move forward and move past things too. We don't want to hold on to things because it's like carrying a heavy suitcase with you all through life. It's not what God wants us to do.
Yeah. Well, and you don't often get a chance to personally thank some of the people in these categories that we're talking about, especially if you go through an illness or you have a surgery or something. You know, you may only see the doctor for a few minutes, you know, and you don't really have a chance to say thank you afterwards, or to a nurse, or as Debbie said, to a clergy or somebody who's been a really significant part of your life. So let's do that right now. 833-288-3986. 833-288-EWTN is the phone number, and we would love to hear you. You're going to be inspiring us. You know, we always tell you when you call into this show, what you share is going to edify those of us who are on the show and the show team and all of the Take Two family. So please join us right away at 833-288-3986.
So I had great teachers growing up. I had the Dominican sisters. They were, for the most part, they were fabulous, with the exception of two that were quite honorary. And they were great. And we learned a lot. They really had us excel in all the subjects. Doctors, all of the doctors that I have now, I just love, love, love. Absolutely. If you're listening, some of you listen to the show, so thank you for all of the hard work and putting up with all of my phone calls round the clock and on the weekends. Okay. Nurses, Jerry, you know how I feel about the nurses. I think that teachers and nurses, they're going to get, especially when they're doing it for the right reasons, they're going to get a high place in heaven. That's what I feel. Why do I say that? Because I just used to cling on to the nurses like crazy. I would hold their hand. They'd hold my hand. I'd squeeze their hand so hard. I think I almost broke some of their fingers. They're so amazing, and they just love deeply. They care. They want people to be whole and healed and happy. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a Christ-like nature. And so, I would thank all of the nurses. There was only one nurse in all of the years that I have been through treatment and all sorts of things, especially even with my mom for 11 years, one nurse, and she was just a little bit cranky, just a little bit. But, you know, I think she was overworked. The rest were phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not easy work doing a lot of these things that we're highlighting right now today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, 833-288-3986. Maybe you did have a chance to extend a thank you to somebody who, a doctor, a nurse, teacher, clergy, firefighter. Tell us how that went, you know, because I think sometimes catches these fine men and women a little bit by surprise. They know that people appreciate what they do, but for them to be personally thanked with words or a gift or a gift card or some kind of a gesture like that, if you've given a thank you to somebody, tell us how that encounter went as well. 833-288-3986.
So Jerry knows this. Anytime I see a priest or a nun in the airport, I'm like, it's crazy. I'm like a magnet. I go running towards them, especially if I see them as a priest in a cassock. By the way, when you become a priest, are you going to wear a cassock?
I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure. Okay. But I remember Jerry, I think Jerry was mortified. I went running after this one young priest. He was in a cassock and I'm running after him. And I'm going, Father, Father, and he's like running away from me. I think he thought I was going to hurt him or something. But then he turned around and I just said, thank you so much for your vocation. And he gave me a blessing. And it was so sweet. We talked about Catholic media. It was really sweet. But I just love that. I love thanking priests and nuns. Do you guys like doing that? My mother liked it so much. She almost got in trouble. She almost got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in the store. She was buying stuff for the nuns, only she forgot to pay for it.
Oh, whoops.
She was so excited that there was a group of nuns shopping in the grocery store. So, you know, do you ever do that? Do you ever go, you know, fall over backwards to try just to really let these fine people know that they have made a difference in your life, in your spiritual life, in your physical lives, in your mental health? What about counselors? Counselors do great work and they hardly ever get thanked. Let's do it today. 833-288-3986.
All right. Let us hear from you with your take on thanking a doctor, nurse, firefighter, clergy person. Maybe it was someone who cared for a dear friend or a family member who passed away, and you'd like to give them a shout out right now. 833-288-3986.
Okay, we are back, and this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about honoring special teachers, doctors, nurses today. We do have a couple open phone lines. That is a little bit surprising on Take Two, so that means there's room for you. We'd love to hear from you right now. Don't wait till the end of the show. There goes another line, 833-288-3986. In case we forget, Jerry, before we get to the calls, we should really thank our show team. We have a fantastic show team that supports us and really makes us look and sound good. And it's just, you guys are so amazing. Charles Beery, our producer, he is phenomenal. We have Matt Gabinski at the phones and Michael McCall on social media. And so we were waving to you because you guys love getting the chats going. And so thank you for that. Before we get to the phones, Jerry, why was I going to say Joey? Isn't that interesting? I wonder if I need to pray to St. Joseph. Normally when that happens, I need to pray to St. Joseph. Isn't that interesting, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, get Charles Carroll of Carrollton, American Revolutionary, The Story of the Only Catholic Signer of the Declaration of Independence by Father Charles Connor. In this masterfully written biography, Father Connor brilliantly sets the stage for Carroll's extraordinary life by examining his ancestry, the origins of the United States, and the story of its founding. So there's so many areas that is covered in this book. It's the story of the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence by Father Charles Connor. For that reason, you should read it. You really should read it. Available now by Catholic, shop EWTNRC. Jerrycook.com. Look at that, Jerry. I turn away from the call document, and it's now full phone lines. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, this is a great opportunity for you to take to family, to show some love for someone who showed love for you at some point in your life or the life of someone you were caring for, maybe. 833-288-3986. If you'd like to give a special thank you to a doc, a nurse, a firefighter, a clergy person, clergyman, I should say. I forgot we're Catholic here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is, you know, if you just have that heart for giving a thank you to somebody right now, please join us and do that as Evie has. Evie is in Bloomingdale, New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Evie.
Hi.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So I called to thank police officers for all they do. I know you mentioned teachers and nurses, and all those have awesome and contributions, but police officers get a bad rap, and I know that for a fact, because I'm married to one for 25 and a half years, and it's not easy, but I'd like to thank him, and I'd also mention that, you know, a lot of people like firemen more, because, you know, I mean, what's not to like? They cook, and they're on calendar, so, you know, police get a bad rap, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I totally...
And my husband, he's retiring this Friday.
Oh.
So a huge shout out for my husband, Steve Hubert. He's 28 and a half years of this service, and he was a Marine. And, you know, I need God to bless him.
Oh, Evie, you are so beautiful. What a great shout out to your husband and for his service. And please thank him from us as well. That's huge. And for him to now go into retirement, I'm sure you've got a lot of things planned that you want to do now and enjoy that time. So please, again, profusely thank him for everything he's done. I agree with you, Evie. I completely agree with you. My neighbor lives two doors down from me. He's a police officer. Where I live in my town, the police are so amazing. They are incredible. Such the nicest group of men and women. And I agree with you. They really go out there each and every time they show up for work. And, you know, they're not absolutely certain that they're going to come home, you know, given what's going on in this world. And that's a tough way to enter into going to work. You know, most of us, we go to work and we pretty much think we're going to end up home for dinner, right? We pretty much feel that way. But with police officers and, like you said, firefighters and others that are right there on the front lines, really putting their life you know, at risk at all times, at any time, even by accident, right? It's really one of those things. So a great big thank you goes out to you too, Evie, for supporting this and having a beautiful relationship that you have with your husband as he served as a Marine and a police officer. Wow. Awesome. What do you say, Jer?
No, you said it all, I think. Evie, what do you think? You've got, like you said, just a few days until your husband retires, and we obviously, you're very proud and you're very moved by all that he has done, not only for you, but for your community there, it sounds like.
Yeah, I have two boys, and okay. He managed to brainwash one to join the Marines. He went in for four. He just graduated high school, 2019, so he already did 4 years, and he's doing another. He re-enlisted, so he really got him good. So, but despite of all that, my other son, he's in college, and he's going a different route. But I also wanted to thank another person, Mrs. Danza. She is when I will help out at my church. With the kids, that I go to St. Mary's in Pompton Lake, New Jersey. She was a huge part of keeping the kids there, because it was hard. My kids went to public school, and getting my kids out of playing, being in sports with their friends, you know, to go to Catholic, you know, CCD, or whatever you call it now, I forget. It was quite a feat, but she totally single-handedly handled that. Mm-hmm. With She did give them Dum Dum little lollipops. That was her her ploy thing. Yeah. But Mrs. Santa, she's a wonderful person, and you know, it's hard to keep kids engaged and especially for the confirmation, like the sophomores in high school going to church and enjoying going, you know, to get, you know, so that's huge. So shout out to Compton Lakes.
Yeah.
St. Mary's.
Yeah, Evie, I just have to say you're making me walk down memory lane. I know Pompton Lakes very well, beautiful area of New Jersey, and so that I think you did a great shout out to those fine folks there. Way to go!
All right, and thank you so much for being on the air.
Oh, thank you, Evie.
Oh, thank you.
We're here only because you're there, so thank you so much for being part of this conversation. Have a blessed day and a wonderful, beautiful, blessed retirement for your husband coming up in just a few days. Evie, thank you so much. That line will be open there now, 833-288-3986. It's one of our kind of, we do shows like this every now and then where you get to give a shout out, kind of pay tribute to somebody who has been a part of your life, an important part of your life, blessed you in some way. A doctor, a nurse, as Evie did, her husband was a police officer, firefighter, priest, clergy. You know, just call up and join the conversation, 833-288-3986.
Well, now's the time we probably should do a shout out to all the priests and the bishops that listen to Take Two, because we heard from you this past month thanking us and wishing us a happy anniversary, 9 years. It's your nine-year anniversary too, right? Because we journey together as the Take Two family. We have so many clergy that listen to Take Two and religious sisters. We love all of you so very much, and we know you are praying for us. We can feel it, right, Jer?
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 833-288-3986. And before we go back to the calls, speaking of police officers, just we can kind of maybe kind of squeeze this, make it concise, but that beautiful email that we got about the police that were looking for the missing girl, that was from Kellen, right? An emailer named Kellen. Mm-hmm. And her husband's a police officer. We just wanted to share this with you, the Take-Two family. They prayed to St. Anthony for this missing girl, and God brought the girl home. And, you know, Kellen's husband was very, very moved by that, as they all of the officers were. So it just makes you, I think, Debbie, appreciate all the more, you know, the fact that they not only, you know, pull us over to give us tickets and stuff, but they have to also deal with very serious things like, you know, missing children and you know, injuries and death and stuff. So God bless all of those who face those things on a daily basis.
It's true. You know, it's interesting you should say that. I was just reading a story. I was just reading about a police officer that came on the scene when somebody was... it was just a very tragic situation without going into the details. But, you know, I could just imagine that those images are stuck in that officer's head forever, you know, and those things are traumatizing. And we have to remember that too. There's a whole psychological aspect to doing these jobs as well that really can have play an impact. Okay, Jerry, I think we're going to go back to the phones.
Yeah. Okay. Lori in South Dakota listening today on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Lori. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I'm going to turn my volume up just a second.
Okay.
Okay, I can hopefully hear you better now.
Good. Yeah, we can hear you just fine, too.
Go ahead.
I said we can hear you just fine, too, so go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So I am calling in from Dimock, South Dakota, and I'm calling in to say thanks to everybody in the medical field, everybody in our religious faith, our community. 2.5 weeks ago, my 20-year-old niece was killed in a car accident.
Oh.
The person that hit her was texting and driving, did not even brake, and forced her car into a semi.
Oh, no.
Shelby was the only one hurt and killed to a significance. The driver is getting treatment still, but Shelby was the only one killed. And we are from a town of 150 people. Mm-hmm. And the amount of respect, care, comfort, I can't say enough positive about everybody that has extended out to my family to help them through this horrific time in our lives. I am a nurse, and I've been a nurse for 40 years. And so stepping back and letting others take care of my loved one during this time was quite challenging, but I've been away from the critical care nurse side of things. And seeing these young doctors and young nurses step in and be professional but yet compassionate to my family was unbelievable. The first responders that were there, I don't know how they're dealing with everything going on. Within the week that Shelby was killed, we had a three-year-old drowned the week before. The following week, we had a second grader run over by a skidster in our community. So each week for 3 weeks, there's been major tragedies. And these EMTs and nurses, I just pray for them that they do not give up their profession due to these tragedies and that they can heal with their strength of their faith and move forward because we need them so bad. And I was so mad the night before Shelby's wake. I said to Father, I said, I'm so mad at God. And he said, Lori, just remember the accident took Shelby, not God. He says, God was waiting to receive her, but the accident is what took her. Wow. And also a family member came up the night before Shelby was going to child development. She was going to be in her second year this fall. She wanted to be a daycare provider. And he said, the only comfort I can find right now in this tragedy is knowing that she is up there telling all these little children who have been traumatized in these wars, traumatized for any event, horrific event, out of their control in our world right now with everything going on, that she is saying, come to me. I will take care of you. And I truly believe that's what she's doing. So if the message can just get out, people, please don't text and drive, because my loved one now is in heaven, and I know there's so many more.
Yeah, Lori, we're so
that
sorry.
That are there too, but.
Yeah. We are so sorry. I know Debbie has Shelby and your entire family in our prayer book already. And the timing of your call is interesting because I had to go out and do some errands this morning. And I came up to a stoplight, and the car in front of me was just banged up and beat up and dented all over the place. And I thought, boy, you know, that's really odd that, you know, somebody has all of this damage to their car. And I pulled up next to, and it was a woman. I mean, she was looking at her phone. She was not paying any attention to it. When the light turned green, I just went on. She stayed back at the stoplight there. So I'm not criticizing her, you know, necessarily, but I mean, we have a serious problem with that right now, and I don't really know what the answer is to that. But as far as, you know, just like you said, Shelby, and we're praying for you, prayers for the entire family. And you know, you made such a great point, you know, with the first responders who have to see this on a day-to-day basis. You know, we often think about, you know, our military personnel, men and women, you know, they deal with that and they come back with sometimes the scars and the memories and the trauma and all of that. But this is happening right on our own streets and our own homes and our own, you know, in our own cities. So, Debbie, I know you probably have a word or two. But
yeah, I'm very emotional. My heart is breaking for your family, Lori, and Shelby being so young. She had her whole life in front of her, and This is completely, you know, tragic of what has hit your family. One thing I wanted to ask, if I may, if it's not too painful for you to answer, Lori, you hear the music.
On.
Please,
yeah.
Can you hold on? I have to ask you this question only because I just want to see where everybody's faith was at during all of this. So, Lori, hang on. There are a couple of phone lines, folks, if you'd like to fill them before the end of the show, please do so. 833-288-3986. And we'll pick up with Lori when we come back.
And we thank you for being with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. We're talking today about giving thanks. If you somebody you would like to thank, a first responder, doctor, nurse, teacher, lawyer, maybe, a firefighter, police officer, 833-288-3986. We're talking with Lori in South Dakota. And Debbie, I know you wanted to
I do.
To follow up. Yes.
Right. So, Lori, thanks for holding. We really appreciate it. Again, our condolences and to your family and what happened with Shelby. It obviously you had a priest there. You said at the wake. Is so she Shelby was baptized Catholic, right?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yes, she was.
Okay. And can you give us a little bit of her, maybe where she was at with her faith and her family at the time of her death?
You know, it was quite interesting. She's always, you know, had a good faith. Her faith has been strong. But 6 months ago, she met this beautiful young man, and his faith was outstanding and is outstanding. And when they met, Shelby never missed Sunday Mass. Never missed a day of holy obligation. Totally, totally was dedicated to the Lord. And I told her boyfriend when he had met her when we were in the hospital and we were visiting, I said, no matter which way this goes, because of you, I said, Shelby's faith is so mm-hmm. strong now. Mm-hmm. And I said, mm-hmm. and not only hers, but you have strengthened our faith.
Wow.
By seeing what you have brought out in her and also what your family has brought to our family, because her family his family also, Caden's family was also there the whole time when Shelby was in the hospital and at her passing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just amazing how the Lord has brought so many of us together during this time and given us new families to reach out to. Even though biologically we're not, but church new families and family members of the Lord, he has drawn us together. So yeah. Unbelievable. And that is the reason I called was to get the awareness out there that we don't understand, we'll never understand mm-hmm. why these things happen. But the way our community has drawn together, I know it's the Lord's way of telling us to wake up, slow down, and get our priorities in check.
Sure.
Because
absolutely.
We do not know when our mm-hmm. time is coming. Mm-hmm. And well, we need mm-hmm. to be ready.
Absolutely. Lori, I say that every single day. Every day. I so agree with you. Lori, and so this is the question I want to ask you. If it's too painful to answer, then please just tell me to mind my own business. The person that was texting and driving, do you know what's happening with that person? I mean, because you realize that person's going to be, you know, has to carry this the rest of their life.
Exactly. That person's traumatized. The people in her vehicle are traumatized. The semi-truck that they were pushed into, he's traumatized. And like I said, besides everybody else that responded to the accident and everybody else that just knows of what happened, everybody's coworkers, you know, everybody is just like,
mm-hmm. stunned.
Wow,
yeah.
What do we
yeah.
say? And yeah. there's nothing anybody can say. And I can't say anything more than that because the accident is under investigation.
Sure.
But
yeah. I just wanted to just make sure who we pray for.
Respect life.
Right. But praying for everybody involved because it's obvious it has impacted and affected everybody at some level. And so that's key to keep those prayers going to heal the whole community, really, because it sounds like, you know, Shelby was very, very much loved and she still is, you know, the one thing you know this already, but just for our new listeners, you know, the veil is so sheer from this world and the eternal world. It's so sheer. It's like a wedding veil. You can see right through it. And so Shelby lives. Shelby goes on, you know, and we are the ones, you, all of us, the body of Christ here on this side of the veil that's suffering because she left. But she goes on and she can be a great strength for all of us. And it sounds like it's she's having that impact in your community. So that's a blessing, a big blessing. So, Lori, we're with you in prayer. Our hearts are breaking for you. This has been a tough call, I think, for you and for all of us to hear. And just keep us posted on how everybody's doing. Would you do that?
I will. And I thank you so much, you guys, for being there for us.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I'd do without your station.
Oh, praise God. Yeah, Real Presence Radio. Thank you, Lori. We're not going anywhere. Thanks be to God. Thank you for, making that tough call, like Debbie said.
Yeah, that's a really tough call. Okay. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a shout out to some more family members, affiliates that are going strong, trying to get the word out, the gospel message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's how we're all connected. So congratulations does go out to another member of the EWTN radio family, KGLL FM 88.1 in Gillette, Wyoming, and is celebrating 6 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Lynn DeWitt and the great team at KGLL and Real Presence Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
Okay.
That's the station that Lori's listening on, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
The network, yeah. Okay, we're talking about giving a shout out to a doctor, a nurse, teacher, somebody like that, or priest, clergy. Patricia is next, holding patiently in Tiffin, Ohio, our friend Patricia, listening on St. John Paul the Great Radio. Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Drew and Debbie, how are you all doing today? Hey,
doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to thank someone who really made a huge difference in my life. Dr. Tom Hilgers of the St. Paul the Sixth Institute out in Omaha. I'm sorry, I'm turning off burner so that I don't burn everything while I'm talking. Many years ago, well, first of all, I got to say, I suffered probably 30 years in pain. 15 years, never slept through the night. Dr. Tom Hilgers was the only one that was able to identify what the problem was. And thanks be to God, to him and a general surgeon he brought in, Dr. McNamara, gave me my life back by doing surgery. He's also the founder of NAPRO Technology, which has helped thousands of women, not only with gynecological problems, but with infertility. So there are hundreds and hundreds of babies alive today for couples with infertility as a result of Dr. Tom Hilgers. And I just want to thank him on behalf of myself personally, but also all the women he's helped and all the babies that have come into this life as a result of him dedicating his whole life to pioneering NAPRO technology. So my hat's off to him. I think he's retired or he's getting close to it, but I know he's still working on research and that kind of thing. So that's my thank you for today.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful thank you. I still hear the promos on Catholic radio all the time for, so the work is still continuing, Patricia. But, you think about it, how many years were you unable to sleep? How many years was that?
I was over 15. It was over 15 years.
So 15.
I didn't sleep through the night.
Right. So 15 years you struggled, and here comes this medical professional that took the time, knew how to handle it, and helped you live your best life. I mean, yeah, that is beautiful. And I hope he's listening. Maybe he's listening, and he could hear that your great gratitude in your heart. And that's huge. You know, this is what I love about medical professionals. And those that really go the extra mile to make sure people are whole again and healed. I love that. And it sounds like you agree with that, Patricia, because you're living your best life.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to give point people to Dr. Hilgers. One of his websites is naprotechnology.com, and that's NAPRO. And Patricia and Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's short for Natural Procreative Technology, something along those lines, NAPRO technology. But any women or couples that are having problems with infertility or any other sorts of issues like that, go to naprotechnology.com or also the Pope Paul the Sixth, St. Pope Paul the Sixth now.
Yeah.
Institute. Let me get the website for that here.
Yeah, that would be good. So, Patty, any last words on this?
Fertilitycare.org. has a list of all the practitioners and all the doctors that are trained in NAPRO technology. So if somebody's looking for someone in their area that is educated on NAPRO technology, that would be the website to go to, fertilitycare.org.
Okay.
And also, I just want to thank you and Jerry for being such good friends and welcome me into the Catholic radio arena so many years ago. I appreciate your friendship a whole lot.
Well, what you're doing for Catholic Radio, Patricia, and for the souls in your area there, that's you're the one we need to thank, you know, because obviously no one here at EWTN would have a show without the stations being on the air and the listeners being able to call in and participate. So God bless you. And how's Elizabeth doing?
She is great. She is combing puppies. We have six puppies here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. She's right. We don't have six anymore. We have four puppies. We have two went to their forever homes, and we have four puppies that are left. One that she's not going to part with, she tells me. So I guess we're keeping one, and the other three are ready to be goes to their forever home. So
wow. Well, they're beautiful. I saw the pictures. Amazing. Well, God bless you guys. We can hear Elizabeth in the background. Give her a squeeze from us, and thank you, Patricia. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for sharing today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Have a great day.
Wow,
that was a great call. I love calls like that. Yeah. Did you share all the information? We're already getting comments on how people can get to those websites and everything. You shared everything?
Yeah. The only other one I wanted to share is the Pope Paul the Sixth Institute, St. Paul the Sixth Institute. It's Pope Paul, P-A-U-L-V-I, the Roman numeral for six, PopePaulVI.com, Naprotechnology.com, and I think Patricia said fertilitycare.com was the other one, but a lot of good resources out there. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, kind of a clarification. I mentioned that Kellen had sent the email about the police looking for that missing young girl. Actually, that was from a listener named Lisa. We did get an email from Kellen, which was a very beautiful email, but that one was from Lisa that I had referenced there. So just in case either or both of them are listening.
We get a lot of emails, and we read. Can you tell we read everything? Because we do. So it's saying there that it's fertilitycare.org. O-R-G.
Okay.
Yes, fertilitycare.org. Okay, so we will go to, and so, oh, by the way, let me include everybody, so because we have new listeners every time. If you want to send us an email that you want us to read, please just write something and send it to take2@ewtn.com. It's the number two, or you can spell it out. So, but take2@ewtn.com. Okay, Jerry, Tony in Charleston, South Carolina, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Tony, thank you for waiting and welcome.
I know.
Hello.
Tony. Was one of you named Tony? Hope so.
Yeah. You guys are on the air. Okay, we'll have Matt Gabinski pick up the line because it sounds like you guys are chatting. That happens. Sometimes when I make a phone call, Marty will be talking to me in the background. It's so cute. Okay, so Judy is up next in Connecticut on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Judy.
Hi. How are you both?
Good.
Good.
How are you, Judy?
I'm good. I just wanted to first thank you both for your show. I really enjoy listening to it. And thank you also for the call screener. He's always so nice whenever I've called. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share today a situation where at the church that I attend, we were blessed to have Dominican priests there. They had been there for over 100 years, and there's just something about them that's just so special, and they had so many different programs they offer to, you know, bring you closer to God and learn more about your faith. And it was nice because they would have people that were coming in, men who were in the process of becoming priests, and it was nice to see that. And there was, you know, because it was a place where they had a lot of Dominican priests, there was a lot of support there if you needed spiritual guidance. And it was just such a blessing, but I have a hard time with anger that I have because there was a sudden situation where the Archdiocese made some changes, and so they all had to leave. And I know it's not an intentional thing, but I just can't get rid of the anger that I have over how it happened. And I try to look at it as other people being blessed by having them at their churches. But I miss them, and it's a difficult thing to just let go of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Deb.
I was just going to say, when churches, when you have, when there's different assignments or people are moved or churches close, as a matter of fact, Judy, we're going to be doing a show in August when your churches, when parishes are closing, what do we do now? You know, how do we adjust? How do we accept it? One of the things that we learned early on in religious education to overcome the disappointment and the sense of real frustration and anger that we can feel towards why these decisions were made when we were really enjoying, right, our faith lives and our parish communities and things like that, is that we always want to look at it as an adventure. Like John Paul II said, you know, life with Christ is an adventure. Look at it as an adventure. There's always something better, different, more important around the corner that God has planned for us. If we look at it that way, if we look at it like it's a disappointment, where it's a setback, we're never going to feel that again, we're never going to experience that again, we probably won't, because God steps back and say, okay, if you, that's how you really feel, then okay. But if we look at it as an adventure, that's something more necessary for our spiritual growth is in front of us, and God knows everything, He knows the plans. It can help us get through those times where we really feel like so kind of betrayed and disappointed. I don't know if that can help you, Judy, but I know it helped me. I was really close to a community for many years, and they were basically shut down, and it broke my heart for a while until I met a wonderful priest who said, "Don't be sad, be excited, because God has something better," and He did. He really did. So I don't know if that helps you today.
Is because that's something I have to try to tell myself, because it is in God's plan. So there's a reason that happened. And I just have to remind myself, it's hard because, you know, you miss those people, but I mean, there was a reason it happened. So I do appreciate your sharing that, because that's something, a way to look at it that's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's a lesson in trust. You remember, God wants us to trust Him completely. It's all about trusting in God. Everything we go through, every sadness, every tragedy, every broken heart, every sad feeling is all to get us to trust God more. And so if we put our trust and we show that and we practice it on a regular basis, God shows up and He says, okay, you trust me. Now I'll show you what my magnificence. Now I can show you what I can really do. That's what I have always seen by how our God operates in my life. And I'm curious, and Judy, let's see what Jerry has to say. How about, do you feel that same way, Jerry? The more we trust, God just shows up in a big way?
Yeah, as a matter of, absolutely. I definitely echo that. In fact, I was just reading something that one of our listeners, Tony in Texas, emailed today, that a great spiritual writer said, you know, regarding the Virgin Mary, that you know, she helps us and responds according to the degree of our trust and confidence in her. Well, if that's the case with Mary and mm-hmm. Joseph and the saints, how much more so with God? You know, we have the messages of obviously Saint Faustina, the Divine Mercy, and the Diary, and mm-hmm. you know, the only thing that disappoints Jesus is we don't have as much confidence in mm-hmm. Him as we should, and trust as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's tough. I'll be honest with you. I have to say, Jesus, I trust in you like 1,000 times a day. I really do. It's not that because I have OCD tendencies. Judy, you're laughing, but I really do. If you followed me around, you would think there's something wrong with me. But that's how I practice it. And it really does help me. And so, but I'm glad I got a giggle out of you. So that's good, Judy.
Yeah, no, and that's another point, too, is I have to remember to say, Jesus, I trust in you, because it's very powerful. So, you know, that's another thing to work on.
Yeah.
Well, the beautiful thing is we've always got these things to work on, Judy, but that means we're making progress. We're aware that we need to keep moving forward. Prayer's the feat. You know, every step we take is a prayer, and you're doing great, Judy. You're on a beautiful path here. We'll be praying certainly for you and for your heart to be just totally in love with God and with the priests that you have. And
I agree.
Yeah. But we appreciate
you. Thank
you
both.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy. We love you. Thank you. That was sweet. Yeah. I love the Take-Two family. I say that all the time, but I really mean it.
Yeah, well, we do, you know, and we pray for you, the Take-Two family, day and night. I wake up, I'd say about 90% of nights, if not more, God wakes me, Holy Spirit or guardian angel wakes me up in the hour of mercy, in the 3 o'clock hour. And I always offer my chaplet for various intentions, but also always the Take-Two family and my rosary every day. And Debbie, I know you do the same thing as well. So
I have to tell you a funny story about that after you get done doing the next highlight.
Yeah. Well, EWTN's Podcast Central, and one of the great podcasts located there is called Encouragement Conquers All. It's with Justin Fatica, discusses building strong relationships and communities on the most recent episode. You can hear Encouragement Conquers All and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place and all free at EWTN Podcast Central. The way you get there is you just go to EWTN.com/radio and then just click on Podcast Central and you're there.
Beautiful. Okay, so I have to tell you a funny story. So you're talking about prayer intentions for the Take-Two family. And, you know, we've been traveling with the Take-Two family for 9 years, right, Jerry, with the prayer books and everything. And so believe it or not, our wonderful, dear Take-Two family, I was at a meeting and they did not know what I do for my work. So they didn't know I was in ministry. They didn't know that we had the Take-Two show. Didn't know anything. And I was in this meeting and somebody decided to open it up in prayer and to have everybody go around and say what they're praying for. And so it was about, I think it was about 9 of us in the meeting. And so the person goes around and gets to me and I said, put down the Take-Two family. And then, of course, it started this whole entire conversation because everybody goes, who is the Take-Two family? I said, okay, so now let me tell you. And it was so sweet, but it was funny how here I was at this place that I didn't really know anybody. I was at this meeting. I was invited to come. And I just felt so attached to the Take-Two family. As a matter of fact, let me just full disclosure. I get withdrawals when I'm away from the Take-Two family. Like over the weekend, I can't wait to get back on Monday. Because I feel like I'm missing something. Do you ever feel that way?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, on the days when I can't do the show, I feel that that kind of that hole that something's, you know, kind of missing in my day. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's how we're going to feel about you when you go to seminary. We're going to be like, we wonder what Jerry's doing. He's probably in class right now. Wonder if he's on time for class. What are his grades like? Are you going to give us all those details?
Oh, yeah, any chance I get, I'll certainly share how things are going, yeah.
Okay, you'll tell us if you're at the top of your class? You probably will be with all the... Well, I mean, think about it, though. All the years you were in previous, you know, seminary, and then all the years you're on Catholic media. I mean, Catholic Answers for 10 years, you probably heard every single question you could imagine.
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, that's too funny. Anyway, but this turned out to be a great show. But how about this? Here's a little challenge for everybody. And it's a beautiful thing. Maybe take a couple minutes today and just recall all those people in your life that has helped you through those difficult times, the nurses, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, the firefighters, the police officers, the mentors, the coaches, everybody that just they have been in your life. Just go down memory lane, go all the way back to your earliest memory and really just say a prayer for them today and thank them. If they've passed, definitely pray for their soul because we pray for the souls in purgatory at all times.
Yeah. Just a quick heads up, we always ask you, the Take-Two family, for topic suggestions, and we actually have the calendar populated through, I think, early August already. And a lot of these show topics coming up are courtesy of you, the Take-Two family. Just a few of those would be, Debbie suggested, listener named Debbie, have you ever been pursued by a saint? A listener named Jim suggested the importance of the single vocation.
Wow.
Timoteo, our friend, what does it mean to have a patron saint? Lauren suggested how to be a Mary in a Martha world. So, Debbie, we got some very intriguing topics coming up in the next several weeks, and I think the Take-Two family is going to take those and run with them, making them impactful broadcasts.
Absolutely. So keep the suggestions coming, please. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Jerry and Debbie. You can just post it right there. Charles Beery, our producer, does a fine job at posting things, links and other things that we've talked about on the show, and you can just say, hey, I got a suggestion for a future show. We pick it right up. It's wonderful. So please go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook. Facebook page. Don't forget to email us at take2@ewtn.com. And again, a great big thank you to all the affiliates that carry the show. And thank you for carrying it live, because one of the features of this show is so that people can call in and really participate. And so that's an added, very wonderful gift for everybody.
It sure is. Well, Debbie did all the thank yous, so we'll just leave it on that note here. Take Two family, thank you so much for being with us. Again, we cherish your prayers. We keep you in our prayers. If you're not in our prayer book, just go to take2show.com. There's a prayer wall there. You can click on a link and submit your prayer intentions any time of the day or night, 24/7, 365, as they say. We're a praying family, if nothing else, here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So until we talk to you guys again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.